This is your home for Colorado College Tiger Hockey. KRDO-FM Security, Colorado Springs, Pueblo. KRDO-AM, Colorado Springs. This is the Colorado College Tigers Hockey Coaches Show on KRDO News Radio. Here's Tigers head coach Mike Haviland and the voice of the Tigers, Ken Landau.
I think he can be had.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mike Haviland Show. It's a hockey night here on the Front Range throughout wherever Tiger fans are. The Mike Haviland Show, as we get set for the postseason, the playoffs getting underway. And, well, Mike, your team's coming off another shutdown. Unfortunately, your team is, I guess, used to this, as used to it as you could be. It's not what you want. It's certainly not what you want to have going into the postseason. But as the kids like to say, it is what it is. And your team is back at it, getting ready for a newly revamped NCHC playoff format. It's a single-game elimination. All the games will be up in Grand Forks. And your team gets to take on the number two seed, St. Cloud, on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, start with the shutdown again. Unfortunate, just the way it is today, this the way the world is. And our guys have dealt with it, three times during the year and then obviously one before the season even started. We had another one. So I think the guys have handled it extremely well. It's been a rough year that way mentally for them and staff and the stops, the starts and on and off again. And then you come out of quarantine. It's tough to not skate for 10 days. And we got back on the ice today for the first time. And we had to make sure, you don't want to get anybody injured on that first day. So you got to so the guys have, like you said, it's at the point now where it is what it is. You just kind of deal with it and you move forward. So then you move to St. Cloud. I think a team that I thought we played pretty good against. We only saw them twice this year, once in their building and then one in the pod, and a very good hockey team and a deep up front and a team that's great in transition and can skate. So it'd be nice to see them, on an NHL sheet. And certainly, I think our guys feel good going in, to this week.
Tom Martino.
When things shut down, it was after the two games with Denver, the rounds two and three of what was supposed to be six rounds for the Gold Pan. Certainly at that point, after losing those two games and being outplayed, the last thing your guys wanted was to shut down, because, getting back at them was the whole thought process, to go back out there and try to even the score, even if you couldn't get the Gold Pan because Denver had the three wins. So that had to be disappointing. But that's all so far in the past now that, how your team played against DU really has no bearing on things moving forward into the playoffs this week.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. I think you got to, especially this year, understand that you're going to have to, deal with things that are going to come along and you're going to have to turn the page and shut turn the chapter or to close the chapter on things pretty quickly and move forward. So, again, it wasn't the results we wanted that last weekend, and it wasn't from not getting chances, because we certainly had them. But certainly, the guys would have liked to have played. We would like to play, they get those, to continue to be on the ice and get yourself ready to play in the playoffs. So, you had to move forward. These are the things you deal with and dealt with. And the adversity that's gone on all year, it's been an awful lot of days with shutdowns and so the guys have handled it, like I said, and you just got to move forward. And if you got to have that kind of the next guy up mentality, but the next game up mentality also.
With all the shutdowns, I would imagine that, the coaching staff can say, you guys can say whatever you want to these guys to try to keep them motivated. But at the end of the day, they have to motivate themselves. They have to find that reason, that fire to keep moving forward, because it is tough. And, you know, it's a combination of, you know, encouragement from the coaches, but also self-motivation, self-determination from each guy on the team.
Well, it has to be. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, you're sitting in quarantines, and we can do limited stuff with exercise and but not on the ice. And that's where they love to be. But it's a lot of Zoom calls and a lot of individual Zoom calls and making sure guys are where they need to be mentally. And after the first one, the first one was kind of tough. And I think everybody was, in shock a little bit, and it was the unknown. And then now you're on your third one here in the last, whatever, 2-3 months. And, you know, I think you just start to, where's your mental state at? Where are you at? Even the staff, you got to ask them and make sure they're ready to go and understand, that we have a job to do and keep doing it. Just like the players. So you just got to keep, the Zoom calls up and make sure that you're talking to guys and your staff and make sure everybody's still doing what they need to do to prepare to go up to Grand Forks and play a game.
You know, Monday through Thursday, coaches like to have a whistle around their neck. That's what coaches do at this level. You get your team out there, you blow the whistle, you start drills, you stop drills, you instruct, you encourage. Sometimes, if somebody needs, some corrective measures, you offer some constructive criticism. So the players have their own things to deal with, and as you just mentioned, it's tough on the coaches as well. How have you and RJ and Leon, how have you guys been able to keep focused and keep upbeat through all of these stops and starts?
It's been hard, Ken. And I think it's been hard on everybody. It's just the world that we live in, but you have to, we meet, we're on Zoom all day long, to be honest with you, for trying to figure out, combinations, power play, penalty kill, what's the right game plan moving, coming out of quarantine, the plan, like you said, we like to be on the ice and teach and you're developing and you're, that's what we love to do, but you got to make the best of it. You got to make sure that you're still teaching and still trying to make your players better each and every day. And that's right now it's through Zoom, and it's a lot of that has been gone on this year through the Zoom. And there's obviously you can share and you can show video and you can teach off of the video. So we've done an awful lot of that, and again, you got to make sure your staff is, it's funny, it's Jason Bushy always calls me and asks me how I'm doing, because I'm always the one asking everybody, how are they doing? And the staff's done a good job with really connecting with the players and making sure that they're all on, they continue to get what they need and making sure they're just in a good headspace.
March 9th, 2020. Had you ever heard of Zoom?
I don't know. Not the way anybody in the world has. I've heard of it, but I never really used it, to be honest with you.
Zoom was the way a fast car would go, right? That's all we knew about Zoom. We're going to take a break here, and what we're going to do is we're going to come back. We'll talk about St. Cloud, preparations for your team, what you're going to be up against on Friday, and then what we're going to do, since we didn't have a formal senior night at the World Arena to honor the five young men that are wrapping up their Tiger careers, we're going to concentrate the rest of the show on the five seniors. We're going to let Coach step away and sit back and enjoy as we take pot shots at the coaching staff or whatever the young men want to do. But that's what we're going to do after the next segment. But we'll take a break right now. We'll come back. We'll talk about the next game. It's a one-game season from here on out for everybody. It doesn't matter. One game and you're done. Win or go home. So we'll do that after we take a break. You're listening to the Mike Havlin Show on KRDO News Radio.
Feeding the whole family is easy with Pizza Hut. We're open for delivery or carryout. Order now at pizzahut.com. From our hut to yours. Delivery areas, charges, and minimums vary. Delivery charge is not a tip.
When Colorado College Tiger hockey first took the ice in 1938, Olson Plumbing and Heating had already been in the game for over 20 years. Since that time, many seasons have come and gone, but their commitment to excellence has remained the number one goal for both teams. Colorado College Tiger Hockey and Olson Plumbing and Heating, two great teams who know their way around the pipes.
Hockey fans, winter is here. So to keep your family safe and warm, have your furnace checked and serviced. Call today. It's just $119 for your peace of mind.
Olson Plumbing and Heating, celebrating over a century of service. And proud sponsors of Colorado College Tiger Hockey.
$119 check and service, one per household. Must be scheduled during normal business hours.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store.
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other ing.
Did you just say every other ing?
Printing, packing, copying, faxing, freighting, any ing your small business needs.
Shredding.
Yep.
Mailboxing.
Uh-huh.
Notarizing.
That too.
Wow, that's really some ing.
Now you're getting it.
The UPS store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Life in Colorado? It's awesome. And that's why we're building a new Scheels All Sports store in Colorado Springs. With 75 specialty shops, we're hiring people who enjoy sports, fashion, and the outdoors. So, if you want to be part of an employee-owned and community-minded company, come join our team. You can check out all of our open positions and apply today at Scheels.com/Colorado Springs. Scheels, we're hiring.
As a leader in orthopedic care, Centura Health offers comprehensive joint and spine care to get you back to the life you love. From same-day joint replacement to minimally invasive spine surgery to treating sports injuries, our goal is to provide you with the most advanced care possible. Our expert orthopedic doctors at locations such as Penrose Hospital, St. Francis Medical Center, and William J. Hibble Sports Medicine and Performance Center are here to diagnose your pain and build a customized treatment plan so you can live pain-free. Learn more at centura.org/orthopedics.
Pizza Hut is open and serving your favorites for contactless delivery, carryout, and curbside pickup. Order now at pizzahut.com. Ask for contactless. Availability of curbside pickup, contactless delivery areas, charges, and minimums vary. Delivery charge not a tip.
This is the CC Tigers Hockey Coaches Show, exclusively on KRDO News Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Mike Havlin Show. Tiger hockey coming up on Friday afternoon. And the Tigers taking on St. Cloud in the first round of the NCHC playoffs. We'll be on the air at 1 o'clock with our pregame show, 1:30 faceoff, taking on a St. Cloud team that, Mike, at the end of the season, they got the job done. They weren't necessarily the best they've played all year at the very end, but when they needed to win, that being last Saturday against Duluth, they won the game to get the second seed in the postseason tournament.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they came out in the first period, and I watched the game. They scored three in the first, and then Duluth, you know, I felt was the better team the last 40 minutes, and, you know, and it gets to overtime, and then they scored the first shift to overtime. So, you know, they're a good hockey team, and they play extremely well at home. You know, and again, if you said it to me before, if you look at their record on home ice and on an NHL sheet and compared to Olympic sheet, it's a lot different. And certainly you get them on an NHL sheet. So, but they took care of business. They needed to get it done after the 5-1 loss up in Duluth and the week before. And, you know, they're a team that's, you know, certainly very offensive minded, and they certainly are good on the power play. With some of their players they got there.
St. Cloud 15-9 on the year. 7 of their 9 losses have been on the NHL ice surface. They are truly and always have been a team that was built to play on the big ice surface. And we saw that for years, you know, both with Larson as coach and Motzko before that. They were always a better team on the bigger ice surface. Get them on the small ice, which is one of the reasons perhaps that they had trouble and have had trouble in the NCAA tournament. Hopefully we can give them some trouble on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's how you got to look at it. I, you know, the game up in Omaha in the pod, I thought we played extremely well. You know, they scored with a minute left in the game on a 6-on-5, and then, you know, they get a 4-on-3 power play goal in overtime. So, you know, again, I think that's where our guys are at mentally. They know that they can, you know, that we played a real good hockey game, even in their building. But certainly they feel we can, you know, we you know, I think get them on an NHL sheet. They like to skate and really clog up that neutral ice on them in their transition game, and you're going to give yourself a good chance.
Mike, before we let you go, I want to get a word from you on each of the five seniors that we'll be talking to for the rest of the show here tonight.
Well, I tell you what, they've been a great class, and, you know, I'm sure they would tell you that winning that gold pan, you know, a couple of years ago was a huge thing for them, and getting to the Frozen Faceoff. So they've had some great memories here, but they've done a great job. I mean, every one of them has represented this program with nothing but class and dignity. And I think it's, you know, they're great in the classroom. And certainly they're going to be very successful wherever they go, all of them. You know, certainly, you know, they were a big part of us, you know, in our last 4 years here. And it's sad that things didn't work this year for them, you know, with the COVID and not getting a chance to play at home and in front of the fans, and actually having a real good goodbye and saying goodbye to the fans and you know, getting that salute that they needed. So I'm really happy that Ken, you guys were doing this tonight for them, and you know, they get a chance to kind of talk about their experience here. But they've been a real good class, and they'll be really missed moving forward here.
And Coach, before we let you go, geographically, maybe as unique a senior class as there is anywhere in college hockey, you've got, you know, three guys from the Northeast, New Jersey, Long Island, Connecticut, and then two surfer boys from Southern California, and nothing from any, nobody from any place that would be considered a hockey hotbed, but it shows you just how widespread this sport has become.
Yeah, well, I think you come there, kids are, you know, players are coming from everywhere now, in Dallas and California and out east in Long Island, New Jersey, Connecticut, I mean, you know, Maryland, I mean, you know, you're seeing kids coming out of Florida now. I just think hockey's continuing to grow. And you know, this class, like I said, they all went on and played juniors, whether it was in the BC League, the USHL, you know, the North American League. You know, they love what they do. And certainly they got a great education from CC. And certainly, you know, as a staff, we want to thank them and wish them all nothing but success in the future, because I know they're going to be all successful for whatever they do in the future.
No question about that. Mike, we'll let you go. We'll see you on Friday up in Grand Forks, and we'll take a break here on the Mike Havlin Show. We'll come back in a moment and talk with the seniors. It's going to be senior night for the rest of the show. Stay with us. You're listening to the Mike Havlin Show on KRDO News Radio.
At The Medicine Shop, we believe a quality pharmacy means so much more than filling prescriptions. We are dedicated to the well-being of your entire family, offering medication synchronizations, health screenings, medication therapy management, immunizations, and more, all with the care and attention you deserve. The Medicine Shop strives to make living a healthy lifestyle convenient. Stop by The Medicine Shop at Wasatch and Jackson or on West Colorado Avenue.
Absolutely Colorado is a partnership in your community. Weekly positive stories on people making a difference.
Makes me feel good every time I read it.
That's people.
Let's put a bunch of cancer doctors out of business, everybody!
Helping people.
Thank you, sir.
That's Absolutely Colorado. Be neighborly. Be happy. Be adventurous. Be comfortable. Be strong. Be proud. To be a part of this amazing community. Be Gold Hill Mesa.
Two chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, Roy Clennon, founder of Mortgage Solutions Financial. You know, for years, veterans have been asking me why we at Mortgage Solutions have been able to fund their loans after other companies have turned them down. The answer is simple. It's not that these other companies can't fund the loans. They just choose not to. They have what we call overlays, additional requirements that protect the lender from possible default, like a low credit score or a recent late payment. VA allows us to do these loans, but other companies choose not to. Here's how I look at it. Veterans don't place overlays on their service. They don't say, I'll serve stateside, but not in Afghanistan, or I'll do one tour over there, but not three. So as a veteran myself, I chose not to place overlays on our VA customers. You've earned the right to a VA loan. You deserve it. And at Mortgage Solutions Financial, if VA allows it, we'll help you get it.
Call Mortgage Solutions Financial today. Call 540-3895 in Pueblo, 543-0115. Or visit us online at mortgagesolutions.net. NMLS license number 61602.
Need to satisfy your crustacean fixation? Chef Bob's Lobster Trap has some of the best and freshest New England seafood in the Springs. Get amazingly fresh fish, scallops, whole belly clams, live lobsters, homemade clam chowder and lobster bisque, and of course, our famous lobster rolls served on butter-grilled New England-style buns. Dine in or on our patio and enjoy 8 local craft beers on tap. Or order online at The Lobster, that's L-O-B-S-T-A-H, trap.com. Chef Bob's Lobster Trap, off Powers and Barnes.
This is the CC Tigers Hockey Coaches Show, exclusively on KRDO News Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Mike Havlin Show. Ken Landau with you on this Tuesday evening, the last show of the year as we get set for the postseason. The Tigers will head up to Grand Forks for the NCHC tournament. New format this year because of COVID and trying to reduce travel and things like that. It's a single elimination tournament. All 8 teams in the league are in the tournament as they normally are. North Dakota will play Miami. The Tigers will play St. Cloud. Minnesota Duluth will take on Western, and Denver and Omaha will play. Those are the 4 matchups in the tournament, but we're going to focus now on the seniors on this year's Tiger team. 5 of them, they come from the northeast corner of the country and the southwest corner of the country, and there's this great, it's all flyover country, everything else. Zach Berzola from Howell, New Jersey. The big defenseman is joined by Troy Conzo from Nesconset, New York, out on Long Island. McKay Flanagan from Ridgefield, Connecticut. Jack Gates from Oceanside, California, and Brian Williams from San Diego. Gentlemen, thank you all for joining us here on our own little version of Senior Night. And McKay, let's talk. Let's go back to what should have been last week. Senior Night, and the fact that you guys didn't have that opportunity to, even without fans in the stands, you didn't get the opportunity to get out on the ice and maybe have your folks and family there. How disappointing was that for you and the rest of your fellow seniors?
Yeah, I think we were definitely a little bit disappointed. I think Senior Night's something that's pretty special for everyone who comes to this program. Also to kind of play in the last game at the World Arena would have been nice. But, I mean, you know, we've got a good class. We're all good buddies. So I think, even though we weren't able to have Senior Night and be with our families, you know, I think we were able to kind of find some fun in being with each other and, you know, just tried to make the best of it.
Jack, what are your thoughts on not getting that formal Senior Night event to kind of cap your career as a Tiger, at least at home?
I think McKay said it pretty well, but it was a disappointment not having our families here to kind of support us and watch our last game. A lot of it, it could have been our last game together and just our last game playing hockey. So that's a little disappointing. But like McKay said, we have a good class. We're all pretty good friends. And it was just exciting to get this opportunity to play on Friday and kind of have our last game together.
Zach, as one of the co-captains on this team, leadership is and being a vocal leader is part, I guess, part of the job is as one of the captains. How has it been for you in terms of trying to keep guys motivated through all the stops and starts that we've had to go through this year?
Yeah, you know, it's been a hard year for most of us, but, you know, we had to stay strong through it all and do all that we can. And, you know, talking with all of our seniors throughout the year, we had guys come to us and ask us for what to do in situations, and we kind of just wanted to lead them in the right direction so, you know, we can make a run at this and have the best year we possibly can. So, you know, having our class be kind of all leaders and helping us all out here was huge. And hopefully we can continue this in the playoffs here.
Troy, I was going to ask you about the fact that, you know, as a group, seniors are always kind of lead as a group because leadership is not relegated to just one or two or three guys that might have a letter on their sweater. In terms of helping to guide a very young team with all the freshmen and sophomores on this group, what's been the biggest challenge for you in terms of navigating a year that has been unprecedented both on and off the ice?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I guess the biggest challenge would just be, you know, this year with COVID, we obviously haven't had as many opportunities to be together, you know, in person. And, you know, and I think that that's really important when you're trying to build a team and build chemistry. And obviously, you know, with COVID, we haven't been able to do that. And, you know, a lot of that's been substituted with Zoom meetings and all that. But I mean, going off of what Zach said, I do think, you know, I think the biggest thing for us this year as a class has just been, you know, trying to lead by example and kind of, you know, trying to establish that culture in the program, and then having these, especially with such a young team with, I don't know exact number of freshmen, but, you know, a lot of freshmen on our team. It's important that you lead by example and really show them the way. And, you know, especially playing in the conference that we do, it's really important.
Brian, you know, Troy just mentioned Zoom, and I asked Coach this question before the last break. Had you heard of Zoom a year ago on this date? Did you even know what Zoom was?
No, I actually had no idea what that was. All I knew was FaceTime, to be honest. But Zoom has made quite the leap over the last year.
We live our lives on Zoom. We're doing these interviews with you guys via Zoom. Classes are taken via Zoom. You connect with your family and friends probably on Zoom and FaceTime. It's changed life in so many ways, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a change, but a necessary change that we needed during a pandemic. I think it's allowed everyone to connect personally in a world where you can't actually be in person. So it's been a pretty exciting, I guess, way to still connect and have that in-person experience in class and for our team. So I think it's important.
McKay, when you look at the way you have to connect with family back in Connecticut and elsewhere, it's hard to imagine what this would be like if we didn't have technology like Zoom and FaceTime, where we can not just talk. It's one thing to talk on the phone, but it's another thing to be able to look in somebody's eyes and see their smile and see them laugh, or, you know, see an animal jumping around behind them, you know, the silly things that can go on. It's hard to imagine, even though we didn't know what Zoom was a year ago on this date, it's hard to imagine life without it right now.
Yeah, it is definitely hard to imagine life without Zoom and FaceTime and, you know, virtual interaction. I think most of my year has pretty much been all Zoom meetings, whether it's class, you know, like Troy mentioned, different team meetings, stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, really lucky to have different things like that so I can stay in touch with my parents, my brothers, you know, all my family, my girlfriend. So, you know, it's been really good. So.
Isn't that the truth? It has become ubiquitous. It is. It's like, you know, we breathe, we Zoom, we eat, we go to sleep, and that's about the way we live our lives these days. Well, guys, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to kind of learn a little bit more about each and every one of you, and maybe you know, dish some dirt on each other and maybe some of your teammates that might not be listening tonight. We'll have some fun with that. So we're going to take a break here on the Mike Haviland Show. It's senior night. Zach Berzola, Troy Conzo, Jack Gates, Brian Williams, McKay Flanagan, our guests. We'll come back with more from the seniors in a moment. You're listening to the Mike Haviland Show on KRDO News Radio.
Now with Taco Bell's app, you can build a box filled with your favorites for just $5. Personally, I go with the Chalupa.
What? You mean Crunchwrap Supreme, plus that beefy five-layer burrito and...
Perhaps you meant bean burrito, grilled with chips and nacho cheese sauce.
Nah, you got a vibe with cinnamon twists and a Baja Blast.
Eat like you with Taco Bell's $5 Build Your Own Cravings box, exclusively online or with the Taco Bell app. Must make selections from predetermined menu items at limited participating U.S. locations for a limited time online or in the Taco Bell app only. Contact store for prices and participation which vary. Drinks exclude freezes, tax extra.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa drap, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
The Big Carl has two juicy charbroiled beef patties, melted cheese, and classic sauce. It's what you order from Carl's Jr. when you want a big meal, a big, beefy, melted, cheesy meal. And with three juicy charbroiled beef patties, the really Big Carl is back. It's what you order when you want a really big, meaty meal, a really big, charbroiled, beefy meal, a really big, beefy, melted, cheesy, juicy, tasty... You get the idea. The Big Carl and Really Big Carl at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price participation may vary.
When Colorado College Tiger hockey first took the ice in 1938, Olsen Plumbing and Heating had already been in the game for over 20 years. Since that time, many seasons have come and gone, but their commitment to excellence has remained the number one goal for both teams. Colorado College Tiger hockey and Olsen Plumbing and Heating, two great teams who know their way around the pipes.
Hockey fans, winter is here. So to keep your family safe and warm, have your furnace checked and serviced. Call today. It's just $119 for your peace of mind.
Olsen Plumbing and Heating, celebrating over a century of service. And proud sponsors of Colorado College Tiger Hockey.
$119 check and service, one per household. Must be scheduled during normal business hours.
Let's just try not to embarrass ourselves and everything will be fine.
Is that a Pepsi Wild Cherry?
Oh, no.
Too late. You know something, Steve? Flavor Mania is about to run wild.
Oh, not Flavor Mania.
Pepsi Wild Cherry is about to drop a flavor suplex right into your pie hole.
Not the pie
hole. It's
going
to hit your taste buds with a top rope elbow of flavor. It's going to be delicious. It's going to be refreshing. It's going
to... Does this always have to happen when you drink Pepsi Wild Cherry?
You better believe it, brother.
Pepsi Wild Cherry, now available in Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
This is the CC Tigers Hockey Coaches Show, exclusively on KRDO News Radio.
Welcome back to the Mike Havlin Show. Ken Landau with you. It's senior night, and we've got all five seniors on this year's Tiger squad with us. Zach Berzola, Troy Conzo, Jack Gates, Brian Williams, McKay Flanagan, all our guests as we kind of look back on their careers and look ahead into the playoffs, which begin on Friday. We'll have the coverage for you here on KRDO News Radio and the CC Tiger Radio Network. We'll go on the air at 1 o'clock Mountain Time with the pregame show, 1:30 face-off. If you're listening in Hong Kong, it'll be 4 a.m. on Saturday morning, just in case you happen to be listening in Hong Kong. Zach, you ever been to Hong Kong?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Let's go back 4 years. What made you decide to come to Colorado College?
To be honest, you know, I really love Colorado. When I came out here, I loved looking at the mountains and you know, being in elevation. I thought it was a pretty cool thing when I was younger. And I came here, I you know, really liked and enjoyed Javi on the visit. And, you know, I just wanted to be a Tiger. I thought it was a good opportunity for me to come here and play. And I just thought it was the right decision. And, you know, I love being here. And yeah, I thought it was the right decision for me at the time.
A little different scenery here than in New Jersey, isn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a tad bit different. Although, you know, there's no seashore here. You can't go down and walk on the boardwalk or do anything like that.
Nope. I'll do that in the summer.
There you go. There you go. Troy, Long Island, New York, Wisconsin. Where is that on Long Island?
It's about central Long Island, I would say.
Central Long Island. So out past where the Islanders used to play then, out past Uniondale probably.
Yes, correct. Okay. Out past that. About, I would say, roughly 30 minutes to the east of that.
Not exactly the biggest hockey hotbed in the world. How did you get started in the game?
Well, I got started through my dad. He played growing up. He played in prep school. So, and then when I was a child, he threw on skates. I threw on some skates at a pretty young age. So that's how I started.
McKay, you're from Ridgefield, Connecticut. Where in Connecticut is that?
That is kind of like in Southwest Connecticut.
All right. So you're probably closer to New York than you are, Hartford.
Yeah, probably. I'm probably closer to New York than I am to Hartford.
Maybe a little more hockey country there. How did you get started in the sport?
I got started because my brothers, I have three older brothers. They all played hockey. I think my oldest brother got involved with hockey after seeing the movie, The Mighty Ducks. So I think kind of just followed in my brother's footsteps and, was on the ice really little. The rest just kind of, I love the game and just continued to play.
Why Colorado College for you?
Yeah, I think it was just a combination of, the coaching staff, I think the really good academics of the school, I think the culture and the history of the program, and then, Zach mentioned, I think Colorado is just a beautiful place to be, and, I came out here and I loved Colorado Springs, the mountains, so, I just thought it was a good fit.
Brian from San Diego, California. Most guys in Southern California are either on a surfboard or, just kind of hanging out. Did you start playing roller hockey or ice hockey?
Yeah, I started with roller hockey at age 4. I played that for a few years, and then it was kind of just the transition to make around probably 7 or 8 years old to go to ice hockey. It seemed like that was what everyone did at that time. But, roller hockey, I still definitely play that. A lot of kids from Southern California do play that during the summer. It's still a fun thing to play.
What was the deciding factor for you to come to Colorado Springs and play for Colorado College?
I actually played tournaments here when I was younger. I did the Pikes Peak tournament when I was 10 years old and kind of just fell in love with the city and the whole entire program after checking out the college at a young age. And then for sure the conference alongside the academics was a persuading factor too.
Jack, how did you get started in the game?
Very similar to Brian. I actually started playing roller hockey. I signed up at the park when I was about 4 or 5 years old. And a couple years later, I went and started playing ice hockey. It was a little bit different. I had to drive about an hour to practice every day, but it was well worth it.
Oceanside and San Diego aren't very far apart. Did you guys know each other at all from hockey as you were younger?
Brian and I kind of knew of each other. We never really grew up playing with one another. Brian's a couple years older than me, and he left to play in L.A. and Anaheim a couple years before I kind of got to the competitive level. So we would skate with one another over the summer a bit when I was in juniors and he was in juniors, but we never really played with one another.
Zach, tell us something about McKay that might embarrass him a little bit, kind of make him blush a little bit. And remember, we're on the radio, so we need to keep family fair.
I would say Flanny has a bad time cleaning his dishes. He's always got a dirty sink.
Always had a dirty sink. McCaig, tell us something about Jack Gates that people don't know.
Something about Jack Gates that people don't know. Give me a second here. Let me think of something good. He's always got to have gel in his hair.
Oh, well, he's a California guy, right? He's got to look dirty all the time.
Like freshman year, we were going to 6 a.m. lifts. Jack was getting up early to take a shower and put gel in his hair.
That's the California way. Jack, yep, tell us something about Troy.
I don't know. I can't really think of one. He's got a pretty embarrassing haircut right now because I gave him one during quarantine. So he's always wearing a hat right now because his hair doesn't look too great.
You gave someone else a haircut?
Yeah, him and Brian.
So they must have lost a bet to you or something.
They just, I think, had a little too much trust in me.
Troy, tell us something about Brian.
Wow. Well, he's missing a tooth for starters, so.
Well, it just makes him a hockey player.
I don't know if a lot of people know that or not, but.
It makes him a hockey player.
Exactly. It makes him look a lot more tough than he is, for sure.
All right, guys. We've got a whole lot more of this to come. We're going to take a break here. We will come back and talk more with the five seniors, Zach Berzola, Troy Conzo, McKay Flanagan, Brian Williams, and Jack Gates. It's senior night here on the Mike Haviland Show on KRDO News Radio.
Hi, I'm Catherine Hammond, founder of Hammond Law Group. Let me guess, you've been meaning to get around to your estate plan, but life keeps getting in the way. It's overwhelming, so we procrastinate. I understand. I've been there. I went through a lot of trauma when I was 22 and had to put my mother into a nursing home. It was a heart-wrenching process just to jump through the legal hoops. It brought up a lot of family conflict and ended in a mess of end-of-life decisions that my family really wasn't prepared to make. This is why I went to law school, so I can help other families prepare better than mine did. The right estate plan allows your family to step in and act for you when you no longer can, without spending years or thousands of dollars in the middle of the crisis. It gives your loved ones a map so there's no wondering, and it helps preserve the harmony you've worked hard to create. Trust me, you'll feel better once it's done. At Hammond Law Group, we'd love to show you how.
Be sure to register for the next in-person seminar coming up Saturday, March 13th at 10 a.m. You can register online at coloradoestateplan.com.
Your home for Colorado College Tiger Hockey, KRDO News Radio.
It's playoff time, and the Tigers are heading up to Grand Forks for the NCHC tournament. They'll take on the number 2 seed, St. Cloud State, Friday. Our coverage begins at 1.
Tiger Hockey is sponsored by ERA Shields Real Estate, Taco Bell, Optum, GFL Environmental, Green for Life, and Credit Union of Colorado on KRDO News Radio.
Stay home, stay safe. Schedule your video visit today. Optum Colorado Springs is offering video visits for new and existing patients. You can now receive the high-quality care you need from the comfort of your home, which is more important than ever during these challenging times. To schedule your video visit, contact Optum at 719-522-1133 or visit cosprings.optum.com for more information. Again, at 719-522-1133 or visit cosprings.optum.com. Optum is here for you.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. Even though it is cool right now, hot weather will be here before you know it. Right now is the perfect time to add central AC to your home's comfort system. Don't wait until it heats up, and wait times are long. Call Furnace World now, the pros I've endorsed for 9 years. Get your free quote today with no pressure and no obligation. Call Furnace World at 473-WARM. That's 473-9276 or visit furnaceworld.com.
Mr. Clean. Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Mr. Clean.
This is the CC Tigers Hockey Coaches Show, exclusively on KRDO News Radio.
Welcome back to the Mike Haviland Show. Ken Landau with you. It's senior night. We've sent Coach off to have dinner, and we've got the five seniors on this year's Tiger team with us. McKay Flanagan, Brian Williams, Jack Gates, Troy Conzo, and co-captain Zach Berzola. Zach, if you weren't a hockey player, and we're involved in sports, what sport would you play if it wasn't hockey?
Well, growing up, I would always play hockey in the winter, and as soon as the spring came, I would pick up my baseball glove. So I would definitely have to go with baseball.
What position?
I was a pitcher, and I played shortstop.
Shortstop. Well, that fits perfectly, because your favorite athlete is Derek Jeter, right?
Correct.
And obviously a Yankees fan.
Of course.
Well, that it just shows you have great taste.
Right.
Who's been the biggest influence on your playing career? Who's the one or two people that maybe have had the biggest influence on you?
I would for sure say my dad. You know, growing up, my dad was a coach, and I would always go to his games, and all the players would be U16, U18, or the college level. So I would always be in the locker room in the intermission or before the games, and, you know, just seeing how the guys were interacting with each other, and I would always watch and watch them how they play. And, you know, I really got to learn the game that way and fall in love with the game. And, you know, it was a great, I think it was a great experience for me in my hockey career to be able to do that. And, you know, always being in and out of the rink, whether it was for my games or watching my dad's teams play. So I think that was definitely a huge influence for me and my career and how I play the game. And, yeah.
McKay, if it wasn't hockey, what would it be for you?
Baseball, similar to Zach. I played baseball in the spring and the summer, and I loved it. And so if I wasn't playing hockey, I'd be playing baseball.
Favorite baseball team and favorite player of all time?
The New York Yankees, for sure. And it's a toss-up between Derek Jeter, like Zach, or Jorge Posada, or I really like Mike Mussina, pitcher on the Yankees. So
those are all three pretty good guys right there. You know.
Yeah.
Three pretty good guys. Jack, what about you? What sport would you, if you weren't a hockey player, what sport, tickled your fancy the most?
Lacrosse, for sure. I play lacrosse every offseason from sixth grade on. Kind of had to stop because it got in the way of hockey a bit. I broke my knuckle one game, and I couldn't go to tryouts the next month. So coach was not happy about that, so I kind of had to give that one up junior year.
But you get in a fight?
No, lacrosse has very different rules than hockey, so they can slash your hands as much as you want, and one got me right in the knuckle and broke it.
And favorite athlete of all time?
Favorite athlete of all time? I don't know. It's pretty hard. I'd say Kobe Bryant, probably.
Kobe Bryant, okay. Brian, who was the biggest influence on you growing up when it comes to athletics?
I would say probably my brother. My brother was just a couple years older than me, and it was a pretty competitive kid, young adult, teenager, and growing up. So, I mean, I kind of just followed in his footsteps, and, I mean, we would be competitive with each other, whether it was some games outside or anything like that, which I think kind of pushed me and motivated me to work harder and want to be better.
If you weren't a hockey player, what sport would you like to play?
I played lacrosse most recently, like Jack said, but I think what I was most passionate about, honestly, when I was younger, was skateboarding. I like loved to skateboard when I was pretty young, so that's actually what I was pretty passionate about in San Diego at a young age. And then I kind of played lacrosse in high school, but then just like Jack said, it got in the way with hockey, and then I just stuck with hockey.
You are a California guy, aren't you?
Skateboarding,
yes, I am. All the time. Troy, how much skateboarding did you do on Long Island?
I did a very minimal amount, but my skateboard was ran over by the landscaper at a young age. So,
biggest influence on your athletic career, Troy?
I would just have to say my parents, both my mom and dad, obviously sacrificing a lot for me to be at, you know, to give me a lot of opportunities and be at the point where I am now. So I would say my parents for, you know, obviously it's an expensive sport to play, and you know, they sacrificed their time every day driving me to and from practice. You know, there were seasons where I was playing in different states, and, you know, they were traveling 2 hours each way just to pick me up and making sure that I was, you know, getting the best treatment available and all that. So I would have to say my parents.
And if you weren't a hockey player, what sport do you like the most?
Well, the sport I like the most, aside from hockey, would probably be football. I played that. My family growing up is predominantly a football family, so I played a lot up until high school, and, you know, like Jack and Brian said, I, you know, had to give that up because, you know, hockey's occupies the majority of your schedule, and obviously with injuries, you know, football's not the best route. So
no, it's not. no, it is not. You get beat up pretty badly in that game, that's for sure. We are going to take one more time out here. We're going to come back, and we're going to ask the guys. We'll give them a moment during the break to think about it. Their favorite moment as a Tiger. We're going to talk about that in our next segment coming up. You're listening to the Mike Havlin Show. It's Senior Night on KRDO News Radio.
Feeding the whole family is easy with Pizza Hut. We're open for delivery or carryout. Order now at pizzahut.com. From our hut to yours. Delivery areas, charges, and minimums vary. Delivery charge is not a tip.
As a leader in orthopedic care, Centura Health offers comprehensive joint and spine care to get you back to the life you love. From same-day joint replacement to minimally invasive spine surgery to treating sports injuries, our goal is to provide you with the most advanced care possible. Our expert orthopedic doctors at locations such as Penrose Hospital, St. Francis Medical Center, and William J. Hibble Sports Medicine and Performance Center are here to diagnose your pain and build a customized treatment plan so you can live pain-free. Learn more at centura.org/orthopedics.
At the Colorado Springs Airport, we've made it a priority to keep the flying experience calm and comfortable and are taking every measure to help you fly when you're ready. Because we're a small airport, we have small lines, small waits, and small walks to departure gates. Ease back into air travel and start your next trip with us. And keep in mind that in Colorado Springs, small also means big options for direct flights and one-stop connections. Fly Colorado Springs Airport. Small airport, big on safety.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store.
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other ing.
Did you just say every other ing?
Printing, packing, copying, faxing, freighting, any ing your small business needs.
Shredding.
Yep.
Mailboxing.
Uh-huh.
Notarizing.
That too.
Wow, that's really some ing.
Now you're getting it.
The UPS store, every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Love Jersey Mike's subs? Love them times 12 with our new catering box. Packed full of a dozen individually wrapped subs. They're yours for the sharing. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
For nearly 30 years, ERA Shields Real Estate has been committed to providing excellence and making your home buying dreams come true. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or upgrading to something more suitable for your family, they are always there for you. They also assist in worldwide relocation. ERA Shields Real Estate, building smarter communities locally and across the globe. To learn more, visit erashields.com or call 593-1000. ERA Shields Real Estate is a proud sponsor of CC Tiger Hockey.
Pizza Hut is open and serving your favorites for contactless delivery, carryout, and curbside pickup. Order now at pizzahut.com. Ask for contactless. Availability of curbside pickup, contactless delivery areas, charges, and minimums vary. Delivery charge not a tip.
This is the CC Tigers Hockey Coaches Show, exclusively on KRDO News Radio.
Welcome back to the Mike Havlin Show. Ken Landau with you. Tiger hockey coming up Friday. The postseason gets underway. The Tigers taking on St. Cloud State in the NCHC tournament. We'll have the action for you starting at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. Face-off set for 1:30. McKay Flanagan, I get little messages sent to me every once in a while. I understand that you can knock the cover off a softball.
Yeah, I can hit the ball pretty well.
Because that's an athletic event, softball, right?
Yeah, so we play intramural softball in the spring. Unfortunately, we couldn't do it last year. But freshman, sophomore year, we played and had a ton of fun. Good chunk of the guys to play. And, yeah, we go out there and we whack the ball around and have some fun.
McKay, among your fellow seniors, who's the best athlete when it comes to athletics outside of hockey?
Probably Zach. I think Zach's a pretty good athlete. He throws the ball pretty well, whether it's football, baseball. He's got a pretty tight spiral. So I would say Zach.
Zach, who's the best athlete among your fellow seniors?
I don't know. It's a tough one. Maybe I would have to go with Jack.
Jack? Yeah. Who's the best athlete?
I would definitely say Zach.
Troy?
I mean, I'd have to go with McKay.
Brian?
I don't know. I guess it depends on what we're doing exactly, but I think in the gym, maybe McKay, and outside the gym, I guess Zach or Jack.
Who's the best golfer?
I think that would be McKay. Or wait, maybe Jack. Maybe Jack actually.
McKay needs his own clubs, and then he's pretty good. He's pretty picky about his clubs.
Okay, all right, we got.
He played high school golf though. He's pretty good then.
All right. You ever cheat?
Occasionally. I'm just kidding.
You ever use a foot wedge?
No. Well, when I play with my brothers, we get a little competitive sometimes. There's a lot of yapping that goes on. So,
well, that's good.
If they ask them, they might say I cheat, but you know, I'm going to say that I don't.
Okay, McKay, favorite moment as a Tiger?
I think it's pretty easy. Definitely be winning the gold pan my sophomore year in the Broadmoor World Arena. I think, it was 1-0. I thought that was a pretty cool moment. Just kind of seeing how loud that building was, to see all the fans, is pretty much sold out. And, that was a really neat experience for me, just to kind of see our seniors too, who work so hard. I would say that was my best moment, my favorite moment.
Brian, what's your favorite moment as a Tiger?
Just to change up, the gold pan was an amazing experience, but I think that the frozen faceoff was an unbelievable experience as well. The atmosphere, I think the fans from all different teams, the tournament style play, I think it was all around just a good experience and obviously an amazing opportunity for us as well.
Jack, your favorite moment as a Tiger?
I think the outdoor game was pretty special for me, and I can probably speak for Brian too, just because we didn't play going up on ponds and stuff. So that was a pretty special moment.
How'd you stay warm?
Well, luckily the benches were heated a bit, so that was nice. It wasn't as cold as the fans were.
Troy, your favorite moment as a Tiger?
I would probably have to go with our playoff series against Western Michigan our sophomore year, that best of three series. Playing as a road team in their building, obviously Western Michigan has a really good environment. And, that was probably, I would say, the craziest atmosphere I've been a part of my 4 years here in any rink, in any building, and playing in those three games in front of a hostile environment and, really tight games and ultimately advancing to the Frozen Faceoff after that.
Zach, your favorite moment as a Tiger?
I would have to say winning the gold pen. I thought it was a pretty cool experience for our whole entire team, and I was fortunate enough to be on the ice when the buzzer sounded, and just to see the crowd erupt there after sweeping Denver and winning 1-0 on that Saturday night to get the gold pen back. I thought that was a pretty special moment in my career and something I'll never forget, lifting up that gold pen in front of everyone. So. It was a really cool experience.
All right, guys, quick answers here. What's the key, McKay, against St. Cloud on Friday?
I think just keep it simple and have fun.
Brian, I imagine for you the key is going to be pretend that St. Cloud is Miami, right? Since 4 of your 5 career goals are against Miami?
Yeah, that's always the plan.
Jack, what's the key on Friday afternoon?
I think just kind of enjoying it, having a good time, and just competing every play.
Zach, most important factor on Friday?
I think we just need to play, a hard playoff game. Last year we didn't have the opportunity to play in the playoffs. Like, to be able to play in a playoff game is a special thing. And, if I think we play a hard, direct game and, play our systems the right way and do all the little things right, we have an opportunity to do something special here this weekend.
Troy, what do you have to do to help this team win on Friday?
What do I have to do personally?
Yes.
Oh, it's a tough one. I guess, just play my game and then play hard, play simple, play with details, compete on every shift, try and create some offense, be responsible in the defensive zone. That's about it.
Well, gentlemen, we're just about at the end of the show, and I just want to take a minute or two to thank each and every one of you. You guys have been great to work with. It's been a joy to get to know you over the last 4 years as Tigers and watched you guys grow and mature and become better people, better hockey players. And I just want to thank you, each of you, for helping to make my job easy. You guys make it easy. And I tell you what, let's not end it on Friday. Let's just let's make some noise and shock the world a bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks, Ken. We appreciate you. Everything you do.
Yeah, thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you for everything over the last 4 years. We appreciate it.
Guys, thank you. The pleasure has been mine. There's no doubt about it. The Tigers and St. Cloud coming up on Friday. The Tigers taking on the number two team in the nation. Again, senior night here, Zach Berzola, the pride of Howell, New Jersey, Troy Conzo from Neskonset, New York, Jack Gates out of Oceanside, California, Brian Williams from San Diego, California, and the man who smacks a softball like few others, McKay Flanagan out of Ridgefield, Connecticut. Gentlemen, thank you so much for making time here on senior night. Let's go get St. Cloud on Friday. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We will talk to you from Grand Forks, the NCHC playoffs, Friday at 1 o'clock here on KRDO News Radio.